On this week's Trivia Night, this is Ground Control to Podcast Phil. It's time for some space movies trivia. Call me Dr. Spitchemin, trivia heads, because I am your spaceman extraordinaire on another brand new episode of Trivia Night, passing the duchy from coast to coast since 2022. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio. We got a space shuttle simulator at the Air Force Museum. I crashed it once. Jealous? Now I'm crashing in with CrowdPurr's Trivia Game of the Week, straight from our extensive library of games that we update every week. Whether you're sailing away on that Orinoco flow or sailing on a rocket, we've got space enough for everyone. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Last week's bonus question: what legendary record label was founded by Ahmet Erdogan, founder of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? He founded Atlantic Records in 1947. He was also the founder of the New York Cosmos soccer team. Cosmos meaning space, not Cosmos meaning Carrie Bradshaw. Space. The final outskirts. You know how that old saying goes. And what better place than the darkness of space to screen some trivia about space movies? 10 questions, 10 answers. And like Jeffrey with one F, Jeffrey, I too believe in space. If you get that reference, hit me up, because we should be friends. Let's play! Houston, I ain't got no problem firing up a softball to ease you into space. Here's question one. What legendary action filmmaker directed 1986's Aliens? Was it A, Tony Scott, B, John McTiernan, C, James Cameron, or D, Ridley Scott? Which of these action film legends directed 1986's Aliens? The correct answer is C. It was James Cameron. Oh man, we're toast. We're so totally toast. James Cameron directed 1986's Aliens, which is the sequel to Alien, which was directed by Ridley Scott. Moving on to question two. Now question two is going to be a fill in the blank. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just going to have to dig deep, deep down into the Milky Way galaxy to find the answer to this. So here we go with a fill in the blank. Question two. And speaking of Ridley Scott's Alien, according to the tagline for 1979's Alien, in space, no one can hear you, blank. Again, according to the tagline for 1979's Alien, in space, no one can hear you, blank. I want to know what no one can hear you do in space. And the correct answer is scream. In space, no one can hear you scream. The tagline for 1979's Alien, in space, no one can hear you scream, is probably one of the most iconic movie taglines in history. Moving on to question three. Who co-stars alongside Sandra Bullock in the 2013 space survival thriller Gravity? Is it A, Matt Damon, B, George Clooney, C, Ben Affleck, or D, Brad Pitt? Which one of these Hollywood hunks stars alongside Sandra Bullock in 2013's Gravity? The correct answer is B. It's Mr. George Clooney, her Ocean's brother himself. She played an ocean in Ocean's 8, and he was in all those other Ocean's movies. You guys get it. But they co-starred together in 2013's Gravity. One of the only movies also, I think, where the 3D technology actually works for the movie. Come at me, 3D heads. I got all day. But I don't got all day to wait for question four. What funny man voices the titular alien in the 2011 Simon Pegg comedy, Paul? Is it A, Will Arnett, B, Jason Segel, C, Danny McBride, or D, Seth Rogen? Which of these funny men voices the alien in the 2011 Simon Pegg comedy, Paul? The correct answer is D. My boy Seth Rogen voices the titular alien in 2011's Paul. He also did some of the motion capture performance. A man of many talents. Question 5. Which Star Trek The Next Generation star plays Gurney Halleck in the 1984 film version of Dune? Is it A, Jonathan Frakes, B, Brent Spiner, C, Patrick Stewart, or D, John DeLancey? Which one of these Enterprise crew members plays Gurney Halleck in the 1984 version of Dune? The correct answer is C, Sir Patrick Stewart. He played Gurney Halleck just 3 years before he took control of the USS Enterprise on Star Trek The Next Generation. Another man of many talents. Let's keep it going here with question 6. Now question 6 is a reorder question. I'm going to read you the question, give you 4 answer options, and I just need you to put these in correct order. So here we go with a reorder question 6. List these movies set in space in the order in which they were released. And your movies are Total Recall, The Right Stuff, 2001 A Space Odyssey, and The Martian. Again, your movies are Total Recall, The Right Stuff, 2001 A Space Odyssey, and The Martian. I just need you to move those around. Put them in correct order. What order did these movies come out? The correct order is 2001 A Space Odyssey, The Right Stuff, Total Recall, and The Martian. 2001 A Space Odyssey came out in 1968, The Right Stuff in 1983, Total Recall in 1990, and The Martian debuted in 2015. Let's keep journeying into the farther reaches of space with question 7. Which of these stars is not one of the astronauts stranded in space in the 1995 docudrama Apollo 13? Is it A, Tom Hanks, B, Bill Paxton, C, Gary Sinise, or D, Kevin Bacon? Which of these actors does not get stranded in space in Apollo 13? The correct answer is C. It's Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan himself. He is in Apollo 13 and he's supposed to go to space, but his character gets sick before they leave and so he stays grounded. But those other 3 dudes get stranded. Houston, we're moving on to question 8. Who plays the President of the United States in the 1998 asteroid disaster movie Deep Impact? Was it A, James Earl Jones, B, Morgan Freeman, C, Lawrence Fishburne, or D, Danny Glover? Which of these legendary Hollywood leading men plays the President of the U.S. in Deep Impact? The correct answer is B. It's Morgan Freeman. I'm not even going to attempt to do a Morgan Freeman impression. I don't think my voice gets that low. But he played the President of the U.S. in 1998's Deep Impact. Not as good as Armageddon. There, I said it. Hot take. It's everybody's favorite. Question 9. What beloved cult sci-fi television series begat the 2005 action-adventure film Serenity? Was it A, Farscape, B, Firefly, C, Fringe, or D, Babylon 5? Which of these cult sci-fi TV shows gave us the 2005 film Serenity? The correct answer is B, it's Firefly. Shout out to the Joss Whedon heads. Although, I don't think Joss Whedon's cool anymore, right? I don't know. Somebody get at me. Is Joss Whedon still cool? Was he ever cool? Before I fire the final booster rocket with the last question, do you have an upcoming meeting or event you're looking to blast into the stratosphere? You, yes you, can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPur. Explore the space of our trivia library. Loaded up with nearly 1,700 trivia games and counting. Don't see the topic you want? Write your own original trivia game on any topic you like. Blast off with CrowdPur's AI Trivia Builder, and you've got yourself a brand new game at Spaceballs level ludicrous speed. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they vie for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. And the Free Forever Basic Plan gets you up and running in a flash. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. Ooh-wee! This game's heating up faster than a Cold War space race. Here comes question 10. Which of these future Oscar winners made his feature film debut in the 1986 adventure film Space Camp? Was it A, Joaquin Phoenix, B, Leonardo DiCaprio, C, Brendan Fraser, or D, Casey Affleck? Which of these Oscar-winning actors made his feature film debut in 1986's Space Camp? The correct answer is A, Joaquin Phoenix. He was going by his self-appointed name of Leaf when he landed the role of Max in 1986's Space Camp. Oh my God, I wanted to go to Space Camp so bad because of that movie. I wanted to also be sent into space by a robot named Jinx. What little boy doesn't want to be sent into space by a robot named Jinx? And now I'm going to sing the Perry Mason theme. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.